Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, now that Abner has imparted his knowledge of operating motion picture projection machines to Cedric, that department of Lum and Abner's proposed movie theater is well under control. In fact, everything's shaping up nicely now, and the theater should soon be open for business. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot'em Down store and library discussing a few matters in connection with the theater. Listen.
Yeah, now here's something else we gotta get to, Lum. Some nails or bolts or something to fasten the chairs down to the floor with.
Fasten the chairs down to the floor?
Yeah, with that slanting floor we're putting in the picture show, why, the chairs will all slide down to the front end of it unless we nail them down or something.
Is this right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
You know, there's a heap more to opening up a picture show than I ever allowed there was.
Oh, it's a job.
You hear something else, too. That fella at the Lyric Theater at the county seat says a bed sheet won't do for a screen to show the pictures on.
Said it won't do.
No, but he knows where we can get a second-hand one awful cheap.
Second-hand bed sheet?
No, a second-hand screen.
Oh, I was going to say.
And then we got to get an electric sign, too, and a curtain for the front.
Curtain for the front of what?
For the front of the picture show. You know, roll down in front of the screen.
Oh, you can't see through a curtain.
No, but we'll move it back when we start the picture. We've got to have something to give her up the back end there while we ain't showing the picture on the screen.
Oh.
But, of course, that won't cost us hardly nothing. Fact is, we'll make money on that.
Well, how are we going to make money on a curtain?
Well, I aim to paint some signs on there and sell them to the fellas here in town. Advertisements. Here, I got it all drawn out on a piece of paper. Look.
Yeah, let me see that. If there's anything we can make money off of, well, I'm for it. I'll say that.
That'll give you an idea how the curtain's going to look right there.
Oh.
See, here's where the signs is going to be, right in them spaces there. Of course, the whole thing will be way yonder bigger than this, naturally.
Yeah, well, what is all this? I can't make no sense out of it, Lum.
Well, this is supposed to be the main street of Pine Ridge.
Pine Ridge?
Right about there is Dick Huddleston's store, and here's Moe's Moot's Barber Shop right about in there. Right.
Who's
there.
Standing out in front there, Lum?
Where?
Right there with his back to us. I don't believe I ever seen him in town before.
Oh, that's the barber pole.
Huh?
See, I'll paint red and white stripes on the curtain right there. That is, if Moe's takes a space on it. It looks sort of like a man with that round top there.
Yeah, well, you sure, Lum? Have you got the right town on here? This don't look like Pine Ridge. We ain't got no buildings that big here, I know. You sure you ain't drawn Kansas City here by mistake or something?
Of course I never. But you see, I exaggerated things a little bit there.
Huh?
Sort of making Pine Ridge look like a city there. That'll make everybody proud of the hometown.
Well, they can't be proud of it if they don't recognize it. What's this here?
That's Caleb Weehunt's blacksmith shop.
Well, it sure don't look like it. That old building he's in over there is might not ready to fall down. A good stiff wind will blow that away.
Yeah, but Caleb will jump at a chance to get his name out in front of a nice-looking building like that. You wait and see.
Oh.
He'll be proud of himself over that when he sees us. That'll make him want to take a space without any question.
Just going to paint his sign right there in that space right there, huh?
Yeah. If Dick Huddleston buys the advertisement, I'll paint his sign right there on his store right there.
Doggies, I believe that is a pretty good idea, Ted.
I'm sure it is. It's something new and different, of course.
Yes, huh?
Most of them's got a picture of a creek running down through the woods, and then they got signs around on the trees.
Oh, yeah, I saw them.
I've even saw them clean up on mountains.
Yeah?
This way, we'll have the signs right where they're supposed to be at.
What, now, what building's that right there?
Don't you know that?
I don't believe I ever seen it before.
Oh, sure you have. That's our store.
You mean the Jot'em Down store?
Why, sure.
Well,
we'll have an advertisement right up there on the top.
Yeah, but, Lum, that building there is about six stories high.
It's a skyscraper.
Oh, yeah.
Done that a purpose.
Huh.
Done it deliberate. I want us to have the biggest store in town. It ain't going to cost us nothing, no how.
Yeah, but our store ain't even over there on that side of the street, Lum.
No, but that's the only street that shows in the picture. I had to put it over there.
Well, how's folks going to find us, then?
How are they going to find us?
Why, sure, if they go according to that picture you got drawn there, they'll be looking for our store down there next to Caleb Weehunt's blacksmith shop.
Oh, well, everybody knows where we're at anyhow.
Well, they used to, but now when they get to looking at this thing, why, they're going to get all mixed up on them. Because we're going to lose a lot of business that way.
No, we won't. Folks won't go by this picture I've drawn here.
What's the use of putting it up there, then?
Well, the idea is to make some money out of it.
Well, we'll need to make some money off of something to make up for all the store business we're going to lose.
I told you we ain't going to lose none.
Maybe we ought to move the store over there next to Caleb's place, Lom.
That's the silliest one, Idy. You studied up this week.
Well, we got to do something. This store here has meant too much to me and you to let it go broke, Lom. I tell you, maybe we could just put up a little old tar paper shack over there next to Caleb's and then put in a few canned goods for the folks that go there by mistake.
Wait a minute, Abner. If it's going to bother you that much, here's what we'll do.
I wish we'd do something.
On the curtain, I'll paint a sign like it was hanging out in front of the door there saying, move to another location or forced to vacate. Ask Caleb Weehunt where we're at. And them folks can just go in the blacksmith shop and ask him where we're at now.
Yeah, could. Of course, old Caleb ain't much of a talker. He might not feel like talking that day and wouldn't tell him long.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop worrying about it, Abner, because there's another matter I want to take up.
Caleb might put in a line of groceries, too, if too many folks start coming in there. Just sell them on the side and run us clean out of business.
The thing I want to take up with you, Abner, is deciding on a name for our picture show.
Huh?
A name for it.
Oh.
I figured we might call it Lum's Lyric.
Call it what?
Lum's Lyric. I studied that up last night while I was laying there in bed studying.
Yeah,
thinking.
You was asleep, Lom. You was dreaming if you think that's what we're going to call it.
I picked that name because both words begin with a L, see? Lum's Lyric, get it? That'll be easy for folks to recollect that way.
In the first place, we wouldn't want to call it You're Nothing, Lom. And in the second place, that's the name of the show at the county seat.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, you done got folks so mixed up they don't know where our store's at. Now you want to do the same thing with their picture show. Somebody say, let's go to the show at the Lyric, and they might go clean to the county seat.
All right, what would you call it then?
Huh?
I'll try my best to get along with you.
Well, I just allowed we'd call it the Pine Ridge Picture Show.
Pine Ridge Picture Show, Granny. Sit your...
Peabody Nader's Picture Show.
For a feller that's lived in town as long as you have, Abner, you've got some of the countryest ideas. In the first place, they don't call them picture shows.
What do they call them?
Well, you've got to have a name that don't mean nothing.
Huh?
That is, that ain't got nothing to do with picture shows, like Majestic or Princess or Orphans. And...
Orphans?
Yeah. Don't you never hear of orphan theater?
I've heard of orphans' homes.
Well, there's theaters, too.
Well, we don't want to run one of them, Lum. There ain't enough orphans in Pine Ridge to support a picture show. I know that.
Well, you don't have to be an orphan to go to one of them. Anybody can go. I recollect going to the orphan theater in Kansas City once.
Well, you're an orphan, though.
Well, they never knowed I was, though. Never asked me no questions. I just paid my money and walked right in.
Well, they more likely got ways of telling. You sort of got an orphan look about you, Lon, like you weren't raised by a mother or something, except for your mustache.
Well, I know it ain't got nothing to do with that, though. There's a big picture show out in California called Groman's Chinese Theater. I believe that's the name it's called.
Chinese?
Yeah.
Well, law me, that'd be worse than running an orphan theater. Ain't but one Chineseman in town, old Sam Ling. I don't believe he's ever been to a picture show in his whole life. I know we'd go broke running one just for him.
Well, Abner, I never meant we'd use that name ourselves. I was just giving you examples of what other folks has named their picture shows. I'm just studying up different suggestions is all.
I ain't heard a suggestion so far that I like them. I
heard about one theater somewhere called Lowe's State Theater.
Huh?
Now, we might just change that a little to Lum State Theater.
Now, Lum, I told you we weren't going to have it Lum's Nothing. If your name's going to be in it, well, mine's going to be in it, too.
Well, that wouldn't sound right, Abner. That ain't a theatrical sounding name at all. Sounds backwoodsy.
Not no more backwoodsy than Lum does.
Well, no use to argue about that. We got to decide on a name here somehow. Can't hardly start up a picture show without having a name for it.
I know it.
I tell you what I'm willing to do, Abner.
Huh?
Each one of us will think up half of the name for it.
Half of the name?
Yeah. See, lots of theaters has two parts of the name, like Gold Eagle Theater or Iris Circle or Silver Palace or something like that.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. But we at least think up half the name, huh?
Yeah, that's fair enough, ain't it?
Yeah, that's all right with me.
Let's shake hands on it.
All right, put her there, right?
I won't have any arguments later.
All right.
We both agree that whatever name we come out with, That'll be the official name for our picture.
I agree to that. Yes, sir.
All right.
It's a deal.
Yeah, here's a piece of paper. Write your selection right down there.
Oh, do what?
Go ahead and study up your half of the name.
Oh.
Something like, say, Deluxe or Princess or something.
Yeah, let me think of something fancy. City sounding stuff here. Write it right down here.
I don't have to study about mine because I done got my mind made up.
Yeah.
Give it a lot of thought.
There it is. I got it. Got it right here. Right here.
All right, now fold it up good.
Fold it.
I don't want to see it. Secret stuff. I don't want to see it.
I got it. All right, now what do we do?
Well, I'll read you my selection first.
All right.
I hope you're going to like this.
Well, I do, too.
See, what did I put down here? L-U-M apostrophe S. Lums.
Lums?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Well, ain't you going to start no argument?
Why, no, we shaking hands on it, didn't we? Made a deal.
Well, good for you, Abner. Granny, I thought we'd have an argument.
Well, no, sir. I'm a man of my word. I make a deal, I stick with him.
I'm proud to hear you say that, because once a feller makes agreement, he ought to stand by.
That's me. That's old Abner.
Well, good. Word. Now, let's see what you got. I hope it's something that goes good with mine.
I believe it will. A-B-N-E-R apostrophes S.
A-B... Oh. Well, that spells Abner.
Yeah, Lums Abner's.
Lums Abner's Theater.
Yeah.
Now, there's a fine name for a picture show.
Now, recollect, Lum. We shaking hands on it, made a deal.
I never done no... had my fingers crossed.
Huh?
Had my feet crossed or something. We're going to have another vote.
Another vote?
Start over. Get another sheet of paper. Get a whole big, thick tablet. I see right now this argument's going way into the night.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.